Right? Now, you without prayer card, pray and see. Just don't be critical. Just sit still for the next 10 or 15 minutes and say within your heart, Lord God, maybe I don't understand this. I don't either. But I know that it's God's Word. God has to keep His Word. Say, Lord, I'm sick. That man doesn't know me. But I'm sick and I need your healing power. And if I don't receive it, I'll perish. My doctor's done all he can do. He's turned me down. And I have a right to come to you. I can't get well no other way. Have mercy, great high priest of God, Jesus Christ, his son. Touch me tonight and speak back to your servant. And let him speak to me out here like you did the woman that touched your garment. Let me touch your garment and confirm it to me. I don't even have a prayer card. There's no way for me to get on that platform. Just speak to him and let him speak to me. And I'll believe it with all my heart. Will you do it? You without a prayer card, raise your hand and say, I'll do it. I'll pray and be real sincere. Then if he doesn't do it, then I'm a false prophet. If he does do it, I've told the truth and you're receiving, man. And then you'll know there's a bomb in Gilead. All right, has everybody come? All the way. All right. What about that woman's missing? Did they get in the line? Now, if you will, sister, real slow as you can go on the organ, only believe. Just as low. This is the first night. Now, with this Bible over my heart, which I cherish to be the Word of the Eternal God, then if God has promised that Jesus, His Son, which was God on earth, God made flesh and dwelt among us, I believe that the Spirit of God, through Jesus Christ, promised that He would abide with us forever, the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive. Did you ever think of what that was? What if you could not believe? That would be the most pitiful thing I ever could think of. Because Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. God has to draw it. And now, he who's present, I do not know a person in this building that I can see at this time. I know there's someone in here that my tape recording boys, Leo and Gene, my son, I know some of these ministers here, but out there I'm trying to look and see if there's one person that I know personally. I'm looking for Brother Woods. He's here somewhere. Brother Stossman from Canada. Brother Woods there. Brother Stossman from Canada. Back here. Yes, I know right here, Brother Welch Evans and his wife, little girl. How many out there knows that in balcony or anywhere that I do not know you? Raise your hand. All right. But God does know you. Then if I can submit myself to the Holy Spirit, that I will not use my own mind and He'll just completely take control and let the Spirit of His Son Jesus do the same work that Jesus did. Will you believe? Now here, is this the patient? Is you the lady? All right. Here's the woman. I guess we are strangers to each other. God knows this woman. He knows me. I do not know her. She does not know me. But God does know. She's here for some purpose. I do not know. I have no idea what the woman wants. She may have financial trouble. She may have domestic trouble. She may be sick. Well, what if I went to her and said, lady, hallelujah. You're here on the platform. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's all right. You're sick. Hallelujah. Go lay your hands on me. Hallelujah. You're going to get well. That's all right. Sure. She could go away and believe that. I believe if she was sick, she'd get well. Because she's come reverently to what she believes to be right. She's coming to accept something. Now, I don't know her. But if God will speak to me and tell me something like He did the woman at the well. Another picture, a man and a woman never met before. That's St. John 4, the woman at the well. Or if He would say something like He did to Philip, or to Peter, or to some of those, then or tell her something that's in her life, something that she has done, something that's wrong with her, something she desires, some troubles that she's in, or something that she knows is true, If God knows what has been, surely you can take His word then for what will be if He can reveal what has been. Is that right? Let us pray. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I now submit myself unto Thy hands, O Lord. Take my all, my mind, my spirit, my strength, and all that is within me, O Lord. It's nothing. It's a very poor thing to submit to You. But if You look for holy hands tonight and holy eyes, they would not be found on this earth. But Thou dost take the corruptible things of the world and cleanse them by Thy Spirit and use them for Thy glory. Taking the foolish things of the world and confounding the wise and mighty, let it be known tonight, Lord, that I have told the truth, that You are Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that there is a balm in Gilead, and there is a physician also. Let it be known tonight, Lord, and speak to these dear people, those with the prayer cards and those without the prayer cards, that they might believe that Thou hast risen from the dead, and the coming of Your great holy being is near at hand. And these things are only reflecting to Your servant the true coming of the true Messiah. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, set still. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every soul here under the control of the Holy Ghost. Being a stranger to You, not knowing You and not seeing You, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me something about You that You know that I do not know, would You accept it then as being from the Christ? Now, you'd have to say that it would have to come supernatural. It'll have to come, it either has to be the power of the devil or the power of God. It cannot be natural. It has to be supernatural. If you believe it to be the power of the enemy, then you receive his reward. If you receive it as the power of God, then you receive his reward. Jesus, those who said, when Nathanael was told where he was before he came to the meeting, he said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, Blessed art thou. Because I told you these things you have believed, you'll see greater than this. But to the Pharisees, they call it the working of the devil, some spiritless or telepathy or something. They said, He's Beelzebub. Where do you think they are tonight? Where do you think Philip is? Now, it's up to you. I can only work as he would tell me. But if the Lord will reveal to me what's your cause, what's your trouble, would you believe? How many in the church would believe? How many out there would believe? Here, this woman and I, first time ever meeting, never seen each other in our life, but the Holy Spirit's here. The woman is suffering from a nervous condition. That's what she wants to be prayed for, is an extreme nervous condition. That nervous condition is a mental nervousness, a thinking, strange thoughts come to you, everything. Get real nervous, that's right. Satan even telling you to go lose your mind, everything like that. But it's a lie. I'll tell you this. How many believe now? Ask the woman, was that right, nervous condition? Raise up your hand if that's right. Now how many believe? You say, Brother Branham, you might have guessed that. All right, well, just see if we was a guest. Let the Holy Spirit do the talking. See if it was a guest. May He grant it, is my prayer. I don't say that He will. May He do it. Yes, I see her moving. The woman seems to be going from me. Yes, she's come here. She isn't from this city. She's from out of this city. You're from another big city, Chattanooga. That's right. That's right. You believe God knows who you are? Your name's Cleo. Your last name's Dugan, Miss Cleo Dugan. That's true. You got something on your heart you're praying for. It's your sister. And she's in the mental hospital at Knoxville. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. You believe now that the Spirit of God is standing here somewhere, is revealing this? Do you believe it? Then just as you have believed, so shall you receive. Go in God's peace beyond them. Do you believe out there in the audience with all your heart? Now have faith in God. That ain't the same Holy Spirit of the Bible. I do not know the Bible then. Now you without prayer cards, start praying. We are strangers to each other. Is this our first time meeting? All right. God knows us both, doesn't He? If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be His servant? I cannot heal. I'm just a man. But when I was born with a gift. All my life I saw visions. Not one time has it failed. You suffer also with the nervousness. That's right. You got a back trouble. That's right. That's right. Wave your hands. Your back trouble is what makes your nervousness. Your name is Miss Wells. You're from right here in Cleveland. That's right. Go on your road rejoicing. It's over now. Be healed. Have faith in God. Come, ladies. Are you believe with all your heart? You believe that God can tell me your condition? Would you believe it was the Spirit of Christ? You would. You've had a fall. Hurt your shoulders. And that's what you're here to be prayed for. You're not from this city. Neither are you from this state. You're from Missouri. That's right. Go on your road back to Missouri. You're here in Jesus Christ. Make sure you're right. God is God. The lady sitting right here, round the end of the line, praying, got heart trouble. You believe Jesus Christ make you well, little lady? You believe it? The heart trouble, sitting out there looking at me. You believe that God will make you well? Yes. You believe it? If you believe it, accept it. Go home and be well. Lady sitting right back, second one in, there's got stomach trouble. You believe Jesus Christ make you well? All right, then go home. Receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have you a prayer card, lady? You don't? You don't need one. You're already healed. God make you well. Now you're on your own. What did she touch? What did she touch? The high priest. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. I challenge this audience in the name of Jesus Christ to believe that to be so and see what the Holy Spirit will do for us. You have faith in God. Don't doubt. This lady here, are we strangers to each other? That's right. Raise up your hand. We've never met. If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you believe me to be God's prophet or His servant? You believe that the Spirit of God that you now, you believe that the Spirit of God's moving on you? Between me and the woman comes that light. How many has ever seen the picture of it that they got in Washington? Here stands right between me and the woman. Don't you see that? Moving on to the woman. There it is. She's not here for herself. She's here for somebody else. That's your stepdaughter. That's right. And she doesn't live here either. She's from Georgia, and she's got a nervous trouble that causes her to have a speech impediment of speech and so forth. And I see she's shattered also. She's a sinner. She has accepted Christ as personal Savior. That thus saith the Lord. That is true, isn't it? Go find it the way you have believed it. God be with you. Do you believe, lady? You hear? You believe that God is able to tell me your troubles? Reveal to you as He did to the others and as He did in the Bible time? You believe it? Now somebody did something. The old man sitting, the man sitting back there, right back here looking at me. It's got something wrong with your leg. You're up for an operation, sir. You have a prayer card, sir. You don't have a prayer card, but you were sitting there believing. Was that right? You were sitting there believing, wasn't you? If that's right, stand up on your feet. Stand up to your feet. Is that the truth? Wave your hand. All right, go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. You've touched the high priest. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You have faith in God. Don't you doubt. What did that man touch?
What was it? He was praying. He seen something going on. He was praying for himself. He knew he couldn't get in the line. He had no prayer card. But he took something in. The Holy Spirit turns around. And there he was. There was that angel standing above him. That light moving around him. And I've seen there's something on his leg down here that the doctor wants to operate about. That's exactly the truth. If you believe with all your heart, you'll never have to have that operation. Do you believe that God is present? The Holy Spirit? The great Alpha Omega? Sir, he's God. He's always God. If he was ever God, he's still God. And he'll always be God. He's infinite. He's infinite. Is this the lady's next? Lady, if God will reveal to me just something in your life, or what's wrong with you, will you believe? These things, visions almost kill you. You're scared of cancer. That's right. You've had an operation on your breast, and you're afraid it's coming back again. Now, that's the truth. Is that right? Wave up your hands to the people, that's right. Well, don't be scared. There's a bomb, Gillian. And there's a physician also who can operate without an eye, who performed the first operation in the Garden of Eden and took Mother Eve from Adam's side. Do you believe that's him present? You believe that he's the one who knows you? Then go and believe on him, and you'll never have to be operated on. And the cancer will leave you. In the name of the Lord, may it be so. I keep feeling a spirit think I'm reading those people's minds. I can't locate it, and if I do, I'm going to tell you who it is. Sitting right there with TB, little fella. You have a prayer card? You don't? But you have TB. The great physician stands near you. What did you touch, sir? You're going to die if you sit there. Accept him, believe it. Stand up on your feet and believe, and you shall be healed of that tuberculosis in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it. Here, may this man come here just a minute, the patient. Here, you, put your hand on mine. I'm a stranger to you. If God will reveal to me what your trouble, will you receive me as his servant and believe that Jesus Christ is his son? You will. Well, that asthmatic condition will leave you then.
Praise the Lord.
I wasn't looking at him. Look here. Come here. Do you believe that heart trouble leaves you?
Yes.
Well, then go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you. You also have asthma. Yes. All right. Don't doubt. You'll get over it and be well. Do you believe with all your heart? What if I didn't say nothing to you? Would you believe it?
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and be well. So that the other people can understand and see. All right? Now go eat your supper. That nervous condition, stomach trouble is necessary, so you can go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, for healing. Have good faith like that. You believe the arthritis will leave you, you'll be all right?
Yes.
Right. Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord. You'll have to have an operation for that tumor if God don't take it out of you. You believe you'll do it? All right, raise up your hand and receive the Lord Jesus as your healer and go believing. You believe that back trouble's going to leave you? All right, just start on your road rejoicing. Do you believe out there? Are you satisfied that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your back trouble too bless you, so you can just go on your road rejoicing and be happy and believe? Heart trouble and nervousness, just keep on going, saying, thank you, Lord, for making me well. You believe with all your heart? How many believe? How many out there? Is there a man in Gilead? Is there a physician here also? He's a great physician, the Son of God. Some of you afflicted people. What about you on the top? Stretcher, whatever it is. That's the only one I see at this time. Do you believe what you see to be God? You do? If I could heal you, lady, and take you off that stretcher, I'd do it. But I can't do it, I'm a man. But do you believe that Jesus Christ can do it? If he will reveal it to you by his Holy Spirit, why do you live there and what's your trouble? Would you believe him? May he grant it. Look on me. I'm saying that not just Peter and John. Get your attention from the rest of us. But look on us. Elijah said, if it wasn't out of respect to the presence of Jehoshaphat, they wouldn't even look at it. You're shattered to death. It's heart trouble. The blood drop in the heart. Let it cure you. The doctors can do nothing about it. God saved you. You believe it? You accept your healing? Then rise up. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your bed, go home and be well. Do you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and need to be his prophet? You don't doubt the one shadow of doubt. Rise up to your feet and take up your bed and go home. If you do it and don't doubt, you'll get. Oh, you can get up. Come on out from there. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe it. Yes, Jesus, bring up. How many of the rest of you believe with all your heart? Raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. How do I feel about all of you? You're hurting, blind, dead, blind. That doesn't hurt. Stand up on your feet, doesn't it? Get up. Doesn't matter. There's others standing up. Sick people, wicked people getting in the face. What's the matter? It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now let's pray together. Oh, this is our first meeting. This is our first meeting. We're born maybe miles apart, and first time we've ever met. Now here is a perfect picture of St. John, the fourth chapter. A man and a woman meet for the same first time in life. How many know that? Jesus began to talk to the woman. And then he found where her trouble was. And he told her what her trouble was, and she said, "Sir." Now the Pharisees, the preachers and so forth, said that means a fortune teller, Beelzebub, the devil. Anybody knows that fortune telling is of the devil. All seance and fortune telling is of the devil. But what is a fortune teller? Something that the devil has perverted. It could be a child of God, but the devil made a child of hell out of him. See? But well, Jesus talked to the woman when he told her what her trouble was. She said, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet." We know, we Samaritans know, that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. But who are you? He said, "I'm he that speaks to you." And she left her water bucket and went into the city and said, "Come see a man that told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the Messiah?" How many of you ever read that in Scripture? All of you read the Bible. Now, if Jesus Christ, what my contention is, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the same act can take place. Of course, the woman might not be guilty of sin like that, but for some reason she's standing here. I don't know. I've never met her. But God does know her. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be his prophet? You do believe. Thank you. I'm good, sir. The word prophet kind of scatters people sometimes. You feel it resented. See, of course, a preacher is a prophet. But a seer, one who sees vision. Now, I'm not a preacher. I have no education to be a preacher. I stumble around. I like to tell what I know about it. But a real scholarly educated preacher would never class me as a preacher. See? But my gift to God, he knows I love him,
And he's given me a gift of discernment. That's just my wife. She's known me since I was a boy. And seen tens of thousands of cases and seen me when the visions come to sometime I'm unconscious for an hour or two. Just seeing visions that come up and claim it and tell the people, and not one time has it ever failed. That has to be God. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what you're here for, or something about you, you know, I don't know, you'll believe it's the Holy Spirit, and you'll accept it. How many in the audience would accept the same thing? Raise your hand. Now, be reverent. Now for the drama set. Now the Bible's going to be found to be truth or error. I'm going to be found a false prophet or telling you the truth. If I tell the truth, God will vindicate the truth. If I tell a lie, God will show it that it's a lie. But His Word can't lie. That's the reason I'm sure, I'm positive, I'm telling you the Word of the Lord is God's power. Now, believe. Let's see what He'll say. I don't say that He will. Then the rest of it. Already in a prayer line, you'll believe it anyhow, whether God says anything to you or not. Will you be willing to pass through the prayer line? If you will, raise your hand. Now, you're just passing through, lay hands on. If God just goes to you, here on the platform, to know the very secret of your heart, here this woman and I with our hands up, the Bible laying here, we've never seen each other before in life. If we did, we didn't know it. I don't know her, know nothing about her, but God does. Let Him reveal it and see what is truth or not. I see the woman coming from a distance. She's not from here. From Chattanooga. That's right. You're suffering with a tumor. And the tumor is not visible to me now, but it's located under your right arm. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe now? That you might see that it wasn't guessing. Look to me, sister. Let me see what he said. Now, see, I don't know what I told you. The only way I ever know is in faith. I pick it up, see what he said. Yes, I see you doing something under your, or it's a tumor, under your arm. And then there's your death in your left ear. That's right. That's true. Ella is your name. You can return home. Jesus Christ will make you well. Miss Ellen Blackburn, go home to Chattanooga and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Now have faith in God. Lord Jesus, I lay my hands upon the woman and pray for her in the name of Jesus for her healing. Amen. Don't doubt now. Don't let this drop. I know what's wrong with the people. You believe that? Look here. Go eat your supper. The stomach trouble left you. You had a nervous stomach for a long time. Go eat now. Jesus makes you well. Now you believe, sister? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed. Amen. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our brother be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our sister be healed. O Lord, may it be as I lay hands upon her, may she be healed in Jesus' name. Come, sister. You believe your back trouble's done? Just walk on. If thou canst believe, now what's the matter? What let down? Don't you believe that those people, God knows their heart as soon as He knows the first woman's heart? Now don't you see what a time I have in America? One of those cases in South Africa, every person on the ground with a wheel, car, stretcher, they take 7 truckloads of wheelchairs and stretchers from one thing being done like that, and the next morning, them broken heathens walking down the street in Durban, South Africa, singing Only Believe, behind 7 truckloads worth, 25,000 miracles was performed in 1 minute. And we are smart and educated, see, and we set like a water on a pickle. Don't know. The oxyos is starved. The needle knows the master's good. My people knows not.
Well, that ought to shake your heart to say, Lord God, I am healed. I believe it. Here, I see a little woman sitting here praying right here now, up here, sitting on the end of the road right here looking at her head against her hand leaning up on it, suffering with the trouble of her leg. You believe God will heal you? If you do, the sister out above there got something wrong with your back. Do you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? If you do, accept it and believe it, and you can get well. You think God can heal your diabetes and make you well? You have a prayer card, but you have diabetes. I mean, you had diabetes. Jesus Christ heals you. Will you do me a favor? The lady sitting right next to you has got heart trouble, and she wants to be prayed for too. That right, raise up your hand. I didn't touch you, you didn't touch me, but you touched the high priest, and he acts the same as he did the woman that touched his garment. Go home and be well. Those people have no prayer card. See, if the sovereign grace of God, why can't you catch it? Here. Here's a dear woman. I don't know her. We're strangers. Now, if I took every person, just a few of them, I'd get so weak I can't stand here. Well, there was one, that young little woman that touched Jesus' garment. He said it made me weak. Is that right? Virtue went from me. If it would make virtue go from the Son of God, what would it do to me, a sinner, saved by grace? I couldn't do one if it wasn't. And he said, these things that I do shall you do, and more than this shall you do. It's a sign. For I go to the Father. I don't know you. You don't know me. If the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble, would you believe it? You know that it is. Well, you know it's the truth or not. All right. May the Lord grant it. So this people can see and not set me down. The woman is not here for herself. She's here for her son. And her son is a mental case. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost some time ago. And now he's got all nervous. He can't think. He can't hold his job. That's the truth. Take that handkerchief in your hand and lay it on him. Don't doubt, and he'll come to himself and serve the Lord. Go believe it. Do you believe God? Come believe it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, come with these little ones. Oh, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless them. May they be healed. Come, my brother. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless and heal my brother. Amen. Come, sister. Oh, Lord, as she passes by, may it not be like passing by a man. But may she know that Jesus, the Son of God, is here. His Spirit is here. And if they laid in the shadow of St. Peter in the field, an ignorant fisherman that couldn't write his name, it wasn't that ignorant fisherman, it was your Spirit, Lord, that they recognized. May this woman pass by the anointing of the Holy Ghost and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, Sister Woods, I know you, so come here. Lord God, this woman I know, her crippled boy, that was a cripple, infantile paralysis, drove his leg up behind him. They slipped into a meeting and you spoke and called his name and brought him out and straightened that crippled leg till he doesn't know which one was crippled now. His mother's sick. She needs healing, Lord. Let the power of God that straightened David's leg heal my sister. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Bless you, Sister Wood. I wonder if David froze. A boy, his father was a Jehovah Witness. His father's filled with the Holy Ghost. He could give you testimony of his brother. How many read about the little thief coming to life that time? It was his brother that was standing in prison. David, where are you? David Wood. Stand up. There was a boy, a polio case, his leg brought up behind him, sitting way back in the audience, in a big tent meeting, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, thus saith the Lord. There he is, a witness that God heals polio. Amen. Oh, I feel like a holy roller. Amen. I feel like shouting. If it takes that to serve God, then let me do it. I've sailed with 7 feet, traveled the world 6 times around, and I've never yet seen a holy roller. If a
blackguard name that the devil tapped on the saints of God. There's no such a thing. I've got the 969 different denominations from the government register, and not one of them is called Holy Lord. There's no such a thing. Come, little lady. You believe God? Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the girl get well. Amen. Believe, sister. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the lady get well. Amen. Come, sister. Lord, I lay hands upon the woman and the child. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they be healed. Come, sister.
I see you. Don't let down. When you come by here, start praising God. When you're prayed for, I don't care if it takes 25 years. If you're the children of Abraham, then you've got the faith of Abraham. That discernment don't have to be each time. Here. Are we strangers to one another? I don't know you. You don't know me. But God knows us both. Do you believe that that... I want you to be witness to the congregation. Here's a woman that has faith. Right now there's a real strange feeling on you. Like sweet, consoling, comforting. How many ever seen the picture that the government taken of the angel of the Lord out in the house of George J. Lacey's examination, the head of the FBI, said it was an angel of the Lord. The light struck the lens of the camera. Said the camera won't take psychology. That same light hanging on that woman right now. That's what makes her feel that way. Now this is like another dimension to you scientists. It just places me over to a place that I'm looking at the woman, and I know as soon as I look to her and keep my thoughts to her, and the Holy Spirit help me, He'll tell me about her. She's here to be prayed for a foot that's a bothering her. That thus saith the Lord. That's truth, isn't it? Now you say you guessed it. All right, see if we did. That was not a guess. You've got somebody else you're praying for. That's your grandson. And he's got his neck broke. And he's in a government hospital, an Army government hospital, not here, but in Missouri. That's thus saith the Lord. Go and believe and receive her in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come believe in her. Oh Lord, heal her, I pray in Jesus' name. Grant. Young man, you're nervous, upset. Don't you know God can heal nerves? Now, it's hard for a nervous person to get a hold of it. You've been wanting a place to place your foot, see? You're a great thinker, crossing bridges before you get to it and taking other things. Don't do it no more. You don't feel bad now. It's off of you now. If you go bleeding, it'll never come on you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, believe. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, heal this woman, I pray. Lord God, I pray that you'll heal our sister as she passes by, not by me, but under the cross. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal this dear person, Father, as she passes by. Grant it, Lord. The shadow of the death of heart trouble. But you believe God will heal your heart? Let go. As you have believed, may it be to you. Another shadow of the death of cancer. Do you believe God will heal the cancer? Then go and rejoice and be happy. Can't you believe? Say this lady sitting out back out here stuffing with headache. Do you believe God will heal you? If you do, receive your healing. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. There's a little woman sitting here with a white uniform on. She just touched the Lord. She's got hip trouble. She fell and hurt her hip. That's right, isn't it, lady? You sit there praying and you said, Lord, let me call me. You're praying just then. You touched the high thing. Now you'll get well. Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. I challenge your faith to believe God. I say in the name of Jesus, do you believe? You believe God will heal that asthma? Sitting right back there? If you believe with all your heart, you have it. You believe, sister? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. Do you believe, sister? In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed. I just don't understand. Why can't you catch it, Brent? No matter what is the danger or not, don't you know the same God is the same one who knows all about you?
Got a growth in your mouth. Is that right? I don't know you. God knows you. Miss Carol, that's your name. You're from Dalton, Georgia. Return home. Believe me, it'll get well.
I don't doubt. Believe that faith in God.
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
God can heal that tumor if you let him.
Believe me. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you heal this woman in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal our sister. Come, brother. That's the one. Lord Jesus, heal our brother in Jesus' name.
These signs shall follow them that believe. You believe I believe? You believe? Then these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe it?
Pass by. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you get well. Come, sister, crippled. You believe that God can heal that crippled boy sitting on that can make you well, too? Then give him praise and you'll get well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come, sister. You believe? In the name of Jesus Christ, be made well. You believe, little boy? In the name of Jesus Christ, God heal his child. You believe, brother? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed. You believe, sister? In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. You believe, sister? In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. Come, sister. Throw that stomach trouble. Go eat now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you'll heal our sister in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, heal our brother. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal our brother. Heavenly Father, it's written, they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do this. Almighty God, I lay hands upon my brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed. Amen. God bless you, Dad. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands upon my sister for her healing. Come, sister. What is the nervous about? That's what caused your stomach trouble. You got some conditions in. You're going to get over it right now, aren't you? In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, that old heart's beat a long time. It's getting bad now, but if you'll believe, it'll keep beating. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. Come, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray you to heal my brother. Come, brother, dear. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my sister be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands upon the woman and ask for her healing. Amen. God, I lay hands upon my brother in the name of Jesus for his healing. Come, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands on my brother for healing. Come, sister. You believe with all your heart? Because that's the whole thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, grant me healing, Father. You have the same thing. I believe with all your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that God do this for people and you'll get well? You do? Go ahead. Believe we shall have a blood transfusion of Christ. You believe me to be God's servant? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with you? Will you believe it? Well, you know it's the truth or not. Got nervousness and heart trouble. That's right. Your nervousness is what makes your heart trouble. The nervous heart. When you eat and lay down, flutters, it has all kinds of sensations of being. Labor to you. You believe that? Believe? You live in Tennessee, Trenton, Tennessee, but you're not from Tennessee. You come from California, Los Angeles.
had a lot of trouble in your life. Lost a boy this week in an automobile accident. That's the rest of the Lord. Even the Lord God, go and receive your healing. Will you do it? May it be so in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right?
That all the time.
Are you convinced that Jesus Christ lives? Are you convinced that He said these things will happen just before the coming of the Lord Jesus? Then we are near the end of the journey, and the angel of God has come down into our midst and has proved Himself to be the Son of God raised from the dead and fulfilling every word. How many in here that's not well and you want to be healed, raise up your hand.
Oh my, I couldn't get through all of those.
Will you believe me as God's servant? Will you believe that God would let me say something was wrong? God proves that I told you the truth. Yes. All that is believers, raise up your hand. Now lay your hands on somebody next to you. I'll give you a scripture. The same scripture said, these signs will be done like this. The same God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. It's not me. It's not me, it's Him. And it's not my hand, it's the hand of anybody. You believe it, sister? You believe it, dad? You believe it? If you believe it, your deliverance is right at the door. Now, don't you pray for yourself. You pray for the person that you got your hands on. Let them pray back for you. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for the other, that you might be healed. Now lay your hands on somebody next to you. Something just has to happen. Something has to happen. God's one tree. If you believe it, He will be healed.
It's your service, and these are your people, and I am your servant. Now, let the people see, these who are so sick and needy, that they might know that you are the Son of God, and you are not dead, but you're alive tonight to manifest the same signs and wonders that you promised. The books will soon be closed. The doors will be shut. And judgment will be on hand. We see it hanging in the hangers today, Lord. We know that it's near. So may there in the audience tonight, Father, maybe one person who is not saved, may the presence of the Lord Jesus bring that person to conviction that they will receive the Holy Spirit this night. We ask this for God's glory. And now, Lord, let the Holy Spirit give to us these things that we ask, that the people might know that you're God, and you live forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, watch this way real close. And be in prayer. But now, whatever is said, you do just what it says. I don't care what condition you are in, how crippled you are, if it speaks to you, now watch. It might reveal something. Now, what's that? It's just revealing. But then if you hear it say, thus saith the Lord, you jump, do what it tells you to do. You go right just as quick as you can. How many have been healed that way in our meetings? Let's see your hands go up so they can witness. Many. Watch it. See, one thing is the person's faith, and it's revealing what's the trouble. Then I can pray for that person. But when it calls in that audience with, thus saith the Lord, you watch it and do just exactly what it says. It says, bow your head, bow your head. And so whatever it says, do, you do it. Now, because it's be the Holy Spirit. Now, you can realize, you Christians, where I'm standing. Here's God's Word that teaches this thing to be the truth. It's the truth. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if you'll prove that He is here, and that He can prove it by this one person, it ought to make every one of you realize that you're in the presence of Jesus Christ and accept your healing. Is that true? Raise your hand if it's true. It's the truth. It's the truth. Now the man and I are strangers, but God knowing us both, I have no idea, sir, what you're here for. But God does know. But if somehow I can yield myself to His Holy Spirit, and He will reveal to you like He did to Simon Peter, or to Nathaniel, or to the woman at the well, or to the woman with the blood anyway, see, just like He did then. See, He said He wasn't a healer. He said the Son can do nothing in Himself for what He sees the Father doing. I do nothing in myself, He said. But I do just as the Father shows me. What I see, not hear, see. It's a vision. And if He'll tell me what your trouble is, or something about you that you know what I don't know, if it's anything I don't know, but if He'll reveal it, if you accept Him and believe for it, then the Lord grant it to you, brother. For we're both man. We've both got to meet God. We've got to stand in His presence someday. The man's trouble, what he's looking for, me to pray for him, is an extreme nervousness. That's right. And he also has some sort of a cough. It's an asthmatic cough. It bothers him much at night. That's right, isn't it? That's right, raise up your hand. You believe that? The man's the witness. You believe that that was Christ that did that? Christ permitted that spirit to make that? You say you might have just been guessing at that. No, I wasn't. Let us turn to the man again. I don't remember what it was, but I believe it was nervousness. Yeah, that is right. He's been nervous all his life. But he's developed a cough. Yes, it's an asthmatic cough. He raises up and coughs hard. And then there's something about his arm. It's low blood pressure. He's suffering with low blood pressure. That's exactly the truth. That's thus saith the Lord. I'll tell you something else. This is not your home. You're not from here. You're not from this state even. You're from Kentucky. You believe God can tell me who you are, same as you know Simon Peter? Then Mr. Martin, you can return home and be made well. Do you believe with all your heart? Then just raise up your hands and worship Him. Say, Lord, I believe. All my heart, I believe, Lord. Help the people tonight, Lord, to understand. And may each person be healed. May the great Holy Spirit begin to bathe every sick person just now into His goodness and His mercy. Through Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. Now be alert. Be in prayer. As the Holy Spirit reveals, you make it yourself. What He's doing here, He's doing out there also. How many of you sick out there, you stay in heaven a prayer card? Raise up your hand. Pray then just a minute. Here's a lady sitting right here in front of me. She's black-headed, got glasses on, wearing a yellow dress. She's suffering with headaches. That's right. That's right. Stand up. Raise your hand up, lady. Stand up on your feet. You were praying that God would call you. You're healed now, your headaches. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ. Now tell me what she touched. She touched the high priest. She's 20 yards from me. But she's in reach of the high priest. He's raised from the dead. And He's here. Now, you out there, without your card, do the same. You believe, sister? You believe that God could reveal to me if this could be another, just like the woman at the well, he could tell what your trouble is the same as he could tell what her trouble was. Frankly, you're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. That person's really sick. They're in the hospital. It's a woman. A younger woman. It's your daughter-in-law. She's got something wrong with her bones. Something spreads through her bones. That's right. Then I see a young fellow, little one. That's a grandson. Like a Bright's disease or something. You're praying for him. That's thus saith the Lord. Go believing, and you shall have what you've asked for. Have faith in God. All right. Just the lady. Do you believe, my sister, with all your heart, that God will reveal to me what your trouble is? Then you'll accept it. Anybody here know the lady? Oh, sure. Art, you know her trouble then. You believe now. I couldn't heal because I'm not a healer. But it's a gift. See, I cannot... How can God ever use a coward to put his word into? He's a scared. That's the reason they know nothing about it. Men who are not scared, who God is circumcised by the Holy Spirit. God lives inside. You just as soon seal his blood as not. His testimony with his blood doesn't care. It's Christ that he lives. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's the way they feel about it. Amen. Now, it's time for the prayer line. And it's the early prayer line, just about 20 after 8. But we're wanting to pray for the people. And I want you now, this, all the preaching that we could do would not...
God has already did it. He's already healed. If Jesus is standing here tonight, and you say, Lord, I want you to heal me, if they've already done it. When I died at Calvary, I paid the price for your healing. I set you free from your sickness when I died at Calvary. He would have to say that because that's what he done. He did that once for all. But he could make himself known that he was the Messiah. And that's what he's trying to do now, to let the people know that this, what we believe to be the Holy Ghost, is the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Christ in us. If the spirit of a gangster is in us, we'd do the work of a gangster. If the spirit of a singer was in us, we'd sing. If the Spirit of Christ is in us, we'll do the works of Christ. Your trouble is nervousness and a throat trouble. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true. You got something else on your heart, and you want me to pray for somebody. You want me to take that handkerchief and send it? If God will tell me who it is and what it is, it's your daughter. She's paralyzed, and she's just had a baby. She might know me to be the prophet of the Lord. Take that handkerchief and put on her. Don't doubt. You can have what you ask for. God bless you. God be with you. Let's just praise him. Raise our hands up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You're good to us, Lord. You're here and you want us to worship you. And we can't hold it any longer, Lord. You're just so good to make known to us that you're alive. And in this great hour, when all hopes are gone, yet you are our hope. We're not afraid of you, Lord. We worship you. We love you. Come into our little bar tonight and give us faith. Give us healing. Give us your spirit. And satisfy us with that everlasting potion. Grant it, Lord. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just let him come into your little bark that's being floated around. But doubts and cares, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to accept it. Just accept it. Excuse me. You believe, do you, with all your heart?
You believe that God can show me what your trouble is? One thing you won't pray for is your eyes. Of course, you got glasses on also. But his eyes is what's troubling you. But here's something that don't show. You got back trouble. You believe God? If God will tell me what caused that, will it increase your faith? You fell. That's right. Now go, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Just believe it all. Have faith in God. How do you do so? I don't know you, and perhaps you don't know me. That's right. But God knows us both. You think God could reveal to me what you're here for, sir?
Yes.
If he could tell, see Philip coming and saying, or Nathaniel said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile. And he said, thou, Rabbi, how'd you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. That same Lord Jesus, his spirit, now his body is at the right hand of God, sitting up there as a high priest, but he sent back his Holy Spirit to represent him. You see, as Jesus becomes drawing near, like the shadow of my hand, see how dim it is? But watch how bright it comes when it gets real close. See, it is in the day of Martin Luther, John Wesley, or down through the ages, but this is in the age of the Terminal. Just before destruction hit Sodom and Gomorrah, which this nation is a type of, a man came down, which was actually God in flesh, and there was three angels. Two of them went on down in Sodom to preach to the elect, or to the just an ordinary Christian, like a modern Billy Graham and so forth. Not performing miracles, but just preaching. But there's one stayed back with Abraham and his group, which was the elected. Watch what that angel done. Listen. Watch. Just before the fire fell, he looked at Abraham and he said, where is Sarah thy wife? A stranger. How do you know he was married? How do you know his wife's name was Sarah? He was a stranger. And Abraham said, she's in the tent behind you. And the Bible said that Sarah was in the tent behind the angel. And he said, Abraham, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah, inside the tent, within herself, laughed. And the angel, with his back turned, said, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah ran out and said, I didn't laugh. Said, yes, you did. See that witness? A witness to the church that the end was at hand. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That same thing would return. You're looking at it tonight. Not me, him. You're watching it. You can't see it, but you see it working among the people. It's working with you the same as it's working with me. I couldn't say nothing unless he'd say it. And he can't do nothing to you until you believe it. So there you are. The Lord bless. You have trouble with your eye? That's what you won't pray for. You have a rectal trouble also. Hi. That is true. But that's right, raise up your hand. You're not from here. You're from Springfield, Ohio. You're a minister, a preacher of the gospel. Reverend Hilbert, return home. Believe you have your request. God bless you. You believe the Lord Jesus is real? You believe God will heal you that stomach trouble? Well, go and just get down. How do you do? I don't know you. God does. Your baby? It's a mighty pretty little baby. But without the help of God, it must die. The heart trouble. That's right. There's a greater thing in that needed in your family, that you need to be a Christian. You're not a Christian. You're a sinner. That's good faith for a sinner to bring your baby, because it's the love of a mother that would call it out. Will you accept Jesus as your Savior? He become your Savior. Now you confess your sins and promise you'll let your baby live. You'll raise that baby in a Christian home for the glory of God. Oh, Lord God, tell on him, the great Jehovah God, heal this child. Heal the parents. Forgive their sins. May this baby live to the honor and glory of God. Perhaps this was done to bring this family to you, Lord. Now that they've come, I pray for mercy for the baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you, sister. Take up your place. You are, you see, I regarded you sister of the Holy Spirit then. You're a sister now. On your road. And God be with you. Some minister fear baptized with the Christian faith. If thou canst believe, you believe the heart trouble leave you, you get well?
Yes.
Just keep moving and saying, praise be to God. You got a nervous heart yourself. You believe that God will make you well? Just go on praising God, thanking God in great. My, another. You believe that he'll make you well too? All right. Just a moment. Something happened in the audience. The lady sitting right down here towards the point, gray head with a blue dress on, got sinus trouble. You believe the Lord will heal you, sister? Do you believe it? The lady behind her with a green dress on, maybe she'll accept the blessing. You have high blood pressure right here, sister, sitting right here, looking right at me. You, looking around, yes. Stand up and believe it. All right, there you are. Now go home and be well. You believe God? Have faith. Having trouble with your stomach? Let me show you something. Let me have your hand. Now you're human, just as I am. See how my hand looks? I put my hand on yours. I watch it swell. See how red it turns and swells up? Take your hand off. I look how it goes. I take this other hand. Put that hand on. There's no difference. Doesn't look that way, does it? Now put this hand on. Watch it start swelling. Look at the little white things running over. See? That's your stomach trouble you got also. Now, do you believe? Will it encourage you if I ask God and you look at my hand, see if it happens? Now you watch my hand. How you see it? Now, where's Billy? Come here, Billy. Take your other hand. I don't know what's wrong with you, but I want your other hand. Put this hand on. Nothing. He's as much human as you are. Put this hand on. Nothing. Put this hand on. Nothing. Lay this hand on. There's something there. See? That's the first gift that was given. See? To make known to the people. Now, come here. Watch the hand. Let's bow our hand. Lord Jesus, as the woman's looking at my hand, we don't want to ask for a miracle, but we know that you're God, and she's watching my hand. Let it come to pass, Lord, that while I am praying, that you will manifest the healing to the woman as you take it away from her. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Come out of her. Now, before I open my eyes, I've never moved my hand, but the hand quit vibrating. It stopped, didn't it? Now, you didn't do that. Now, tell, is it gone?
Yes, it is.
Now, watch. Put this hand on now. There you are. Now, put this hand on. Just exactly the same. Your stomach trouble's over? You're healed. Go home and be well. Now, you were trying to look in on that. I don't know nothing about it. The Spirit leads me now for a minute for that part of discernment. You've read my book, have you? All right. You know how I said the first gift would be make known to the people by taking their hand? Then it would come to pass that they'd know the very secret of their heart, and they'd believe that. Because it has to. Because it tells them. Now, give me your hand. I'm not going to ask for discernment. I'm just going to put your hand. So I'll lay your hand on. I don't know what's wrong.
But God does. Now look here. Look at my hand. It's swelling. See a little white thing coming over there? I watch him go take my hand off. Now touch the other hand off. Not there now. See? Not there now. Now put that hand on. Because he told me your right hand, that's your pledge of faith that I've told you the truth. My left hand next to my heart to God. See? That's why I come out here. Now, you want me to tell what your trouble is? I don't know. But just a moment. Just relax and don't think. See? If I think myself and it's wrong, I just don't think, I just wait. Female trouble, lady trouble, that's why it lays up that hand. He has to discern it another way. Healing is in his. How many of you have seen it happen? Let you have in other meetings, I'm sure. Now, you be the judge. Come here, you're sort of encouraged. And you watch. I'll lay my hand right there. So you see, it's not positionally the way I hold the hand, you see. It's just the same, isn't it? I take your hand off, see. I take the other hand laid just exactly the way that was. Not a thing. That's his crown. There it comes. Watch it. See it? Now that arm feels as like it's numb. See? What is it? It's a disease. And right now is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason I never tried to use my own thought. Let him speak it. He knows what it is. It's the gift of putting myself right back in again. Shows it again. Shows it physically. It takes an effect. That's the reason it ministers. You ministering, brother, are to lay your hands on the sick. That's your anointed. And you're supposed to lay your hands on the sick. That confirms the Bible to make it right. See? You're supposed to lay hands on the sick. Let's see if they... Look here. Can you see my hands in the audience? Now watch here. Take the lady's other hand. Now watch, put this on. Now watch. Now look. You can sit there, please. Swells up, turns red, little vibrations. This feels like the wood. Just like that. See, then that don't mean anything. I just relax myself. Don't think about it. Then something speaks out, says what it is. It's never failed. The truth? That he told, how many of you read my book, my life story? Now, didn't he say that? And many of you remember that was the only thing I had for a long. But he told me way back, years before, when he told me that, I said, then will come to pass, you be sincere, you'll tell the people the very secrets of their heart. That as Moses was given two gifts, one to turn a stick into a serpent, another to heal his hand of leprosy. You've been given two gifts. There it is. Now, let me have your hand. Just so we had her here. I want you to watch. I don't say I can make it go. I don't know. But if we'll believe, if we'll believe with all our heart, it will go. Now you watch. Don't you close your eyes. You just watch the hand. Lord Jesus, not for a show, but that the people might know, that they not be afraid, and know that your words are perfect, that your commission, these signs shall follow them and they, if they lay their hands on the sick. Many wonder, how could it be that laying hands on the sick would have anything to do with it? But it's a commission. Anointed servant of God might not be able to discern the spirit every time or the sickness, but he's still anointed to do it just the same. When your name is called, that makes the disease depart. The woman's watching my hand, Father. And I pray that she'll make it manifest into her eyes, and she's knowing that my hand is holding as still as I can. Now let the name of Jesus Christ be magnified. May the power of the death that's holding my sister, it's written in the scriptures, in my name they shall cast out death. By the commission of the Holy Spirit, ministered to me by an angel, Satan, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, it's gone. I've never looked at it, but it's gone. Is that right? Is that right, sir? Look. You look at the dog. Something happened. You knew it. Now go on your road and rejoice and be happy. And he. And if you'll believe the arthritis you had, let's see also why you're standing there.
That's right.
And the back trouble you have. You believe it, can you? Yes. Go on the road and rejoice. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Go eat. Nervousness and stomach trouble, so go and rejoice and say, thank you. Your back healed and God makes you well. Go rejoice and say, thank you, dear God. You had back trouble also and nervous and upset and a little lady, female trouble. Go on your own, rejoice, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe? The little lady sitting right there with lung trouble. Do you believe that God will heal you, lady? Looking right at me? The man right behind you has got leg trouble. You believe God will heal you your leg, sir? Raise up your hand, little ladies. You don't accept your healing? All right? The man right behind him sitting there with high blood pressure. You believe that God will heal you, sir? Raise up your hand.
Amen.
How many in here believe that God will heal him? You believe that the Holy Ghost is here? Are you afraid of it? If you're not afraid of it, stand up on your feet and receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up your hands and praise him. Don't be ashamed of him. Lord God, creator of the heavens and earth, send my Holy Spirit at this minute. I charge the devil with all the powers of sickness to depart from this congregation. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Satan. Every sick person. There's a lady on her feet off the stretcher. Everything that I see in wheelchairs or anywhere else is up on their feet. Glory by God. Raise up and praise God. And be made well. Dr. Salt.